You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, New Life is Possible. Now, here is Dr. Schultz.
A majority of American pastors are suffering from spiritual burnout. 90% have openly admitted they have been discouraged in the last month, and 70% question whether they should remain in the public ministry. These statistics, compiled by a California clergyman, may not be totally accurate. However, other studies also reveal that more and more clergymen throughout the United States and Canada are discouraged and even at the point of giving up. In addition to challenges in their own families, many of these spiritual leaders are ready to quit or to throw in the towel, as we sometimes say, because even though they feel they have done all they can, their congregations appear lifeless and unwilling to move ahead, and like a pile of dead bones and like churches without a future. Pastors and spiritual leaders, however, are not the only ones discouraged. Thousands of husbands and wives, as they examine their marriage, find their relationship with their spouse lifeless and like old dry bones. Their marriage simply does not have the excitement that it once did. And in still another area, countless teenagers recall the fun they had as children and how their parents spent time with them and how they played together and how they so often laughed together. Yet as these same children have become teenagers with a life made even more complex by the increased family stress of everyone trying to do their own thing, family joy is no longer. The excitement of life seems to have left their family, and when it comes to family relationships, everything now seems like a pile of dry and dead bones. And so then, whether you are a pastor discouraged with the lifelessness of your parish, or a spouse disillusioned because your marriage is not what it once was, or a teenager disappointed that your family has lost the happiness it once had, there is still hope for you, my friend. Because, you see, through His life-giving Word and Spirit, in His almighty power, God can restore new life to lifeless congregations, to marriages gone dead, and to families that may now seem little more than old, dry, and dead bones. And this good news that I'm telling you today is not simply some preacher's pious platitudes, nor is this good news some fleeting slogan based upon the old and worn-out clichés of positive thinking. Oh, my friend, indeed, God can put new life into congregations, and He can revitalize your family, and He can indeed renew your marriage relationship. And for this blessed assurance of help and hope from the living God, listen as I read directly from the Bible the inspiring story of Ezekiel in the Valley of the Dry Bones. This story deals with Ezekiel the prophet. And like many spiritual leaders today, Ezekiel was discouraged. He thought there was no hope for the wayward and rebellious and unfaithful nation of Israel. And so with all the vital signs of a healthy nation showing negative, the prophet writes, and I quote, "The hand of the Lord was upon me. By the Spirit of the Lord He brought me out, and He set me down in the middle of the valley, and this valley was full of bones." Now just imagine, my friend, let's say that the Lord would do this to you today. And let's say that the Lord would cause you to look squarely at the situation you are now facing in your life. Quite possibly, you could be very, very disappointed, or maybe even deeply discouraged. Now, as you realize your helplessness in 1998, let's go back to Ezekiel centuries ago. Ezekiel said, "The Lord caused me to pass among the bones, and behold, they were very dry." Or as we would say today, his situation was very desperate. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" This, of course, is the pointed question that God asked Ezekiel. And a similar question has probably crossed your mind as you have examined not a valley of dry bones, but a situation in your life which at this moment may seem not only difficult, but totally impossible. And so Ezekiel said, I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Yes, my friend, this statement, Lord, thou knowest, is our first lesson from the Bible that all of us need to remember. You see, when life gets too difficult, we may not see a way out, but God always does. By faith, Ezekiel understood this. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the Lord God said to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, so that you may come to life. Then Ezekiel said, so I prophesied, as I was commanded. And then as Ezekiel spoke God's life-giving word into this impossible situation of despair and death, there was a noise. And behold, Ezekiel heard a rattling. The dry bones came together, bone to its bone. Behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. I prophesied as the Lord commanded me, Ezekiel said, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and they stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Now, if you are a pastor tempted by the devil to become discouraged by your congregation's lack of interest in spiritual matters, then this section from the prophet Ezekiel is certainly good news for you. And the good news is this. Just as in Ezekiel's case, where dead bones were brought to life, so also your congregation can be empowered. Yes, they can be given new life. Indeed, they can stand up and become an exceeding great army for the Lord, as the prophet Ezekiel writes. Now, the key, of course, to this new life is the living Word of God. And this means that God is asking you to stop placing your faith in man-centered motivational programs. If you expect your congregation to come alive spiritually, just as did the dry bones in Ezekiel's day, then you will have to discontinue, hoping that you will find that special seminar to attend in order to learn what man-centered techniques are currently popular in order to enable you to bring new life into your flock. Oh, my dear pastor, God is calling you to repent of your reliance upon techniques and personality and turn instead to the same vibrant source of life that rescued Ezekiel from his discouragement in the valley of the dry bones. So then, instead of looking at yourself and seeing your inadequacies, focus on God and His unlimited possibilities. Follow God's gracious advice, and as you prepare and as you deliver your sermons, reject all temptations to say in the pulpit, I think or I feel. Instead, proclaim the severe law and the healing gospel of God. And then each time you make a point from the Scriptures, say, or at least think, thus saith the Lord. You see, it is not popular to preach the living Word of God nowadays, yet this is the only hope for our world, which is filled with dry and dead spiritual bones. With the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes proclaimed clearly and repeatedly that there is not one righteous man on earth who always does good and who never sins. And unless we as a congregation and as individuals realize that we are helpless sinners, then God's good news of forgiveness in Jesus Christ will have absolutely no meaning whatsoever. However, once you and I are willing to say, Father, forgive us, for we have sinned, and then when we hear the good news of the gospel, then in Christ's forgiveness, new life will surely begin. And so then the message to all of you pastors today is this. Lift up your heads. Rejoice. Yes, rejoice. And just as Ezekiel was empowered by God to speak the living word over dry bones, and the dry bones then became alive, you also, with conviction in Christ and with great joy, need to speak to your congregation the good news heralded by the psalmist as he writes, My God is my loving kindness and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and the one in whom I take refuge. And then when you as a pastor realize that some of your flock are living in fear, then speak clearly and lovingly to those God has given you, using the words of the book of Hebrews chapter 13. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? But most of all, instead of berating or dismissing those over whom God has made you the spiritual overseer, you pastors need to prophesy, yes, with the greatest of urgency. You need to proclaim with power the greatest of all good news, that even though we are indeed sinners, God has sent His Son Jesus to save us from the curse of our sins. The Apostle Paul proclaims this clearly when he writes in Ephesians chapter 1, "In Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood. Through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of God's grace." And so then, when you as a pastor make the focus of your proclamation the person and the work of Jesus Christ, and when you proclaim our Lord's sin-atoning death and His life-giving resurrection, then you can be absolutely sure that your people will come alive just as the dry bones in Ezekiel's day stood on their feet as an exceeding great army. And let me here also add, no matter whether you are a pastor or a layman, or a Sunday school teacher or a missionary, or a parent now concerned about your wayward child's spiritual welfare, never give up. No, never give up, because with God there is always hope. And then, even when all things seem hopeless, never forget that God, even today, has not ceased doing miracles through the almighty power of His life-giving word. Jesus said, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." And so then, my friend, let this be the end of those terrible times in your life when you feel that there is no hope. You may have given up on God, but God in His grace has not given up on you. Just as God in His mercy lifted up Ezekiel, and just as the Lord brought new life by His living word into the valley of the dry bones, your gracious Lord will surely do the same for you today. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, we pray for pastors who are discouraged. We pray also for husbands and wives who have given up hope for their hurting marriages. And we also pray for children who are members of families where there is no longer any joy. Oh, Lord, we pray, let Your cleansing and life-giving word heal these pastors, strengthen these people, and restore these homes. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, through Your word, we know that You can do this, for You have said, "My word is spirit and life." We believe, oh Lord, that You will bring the hope of Your forgiveness and the strength of new life to all who have heard Your word today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.